reading from Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, September 13th, 2021. Well, Tim, you've been getting used to me these past a little over 3 months, and there's so much to share and say. And so how do we begin to recap all the God sightings, the unique ways that God worked through our staff, through our board, through the many super volunteers, the open house and staff meet and greet this past Saturday? There's a lot to say. So where do you want to start?
That's a hard one, because I see, after being a part of Saturday, we didn't know how it was going to go, right, as far as how many people were going to show up. This was the first time that we've done something like this at the station. And I guess we start just by thanking God and thanking the listeners, everyone that came out to our open house at 600 West Mason in Springfield, the WLUJ studios. It was just a great time. You know, before it started, I remember one of my coworkers said, well, what do you expect? And I said, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
I think maybe people will trickle in, and it'll be just kind of a, you know, maybe a slow to steady trickle. And it was a full throttle trickle all the way up. I wouldn't even say trickle. It was way more than that, just full throttle all the way until about 10 till 4, until we, you know, totally closed it down at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I would say it was like a stream that never stopped.
Yeah.
In fact, I always hope and pray. I think I was telling you this afterwards. We had about an hour or so recap and celebrating all that God did, but I said, I still want to have an event where there's so many Christians, they're piled up, like waiting to get in. They're angry. They're upset because, you know, they're like, I want to get in there. But this was a constant ongoing stream. And what I was telling Holly, you know what? We probably couldn't have had too many more, because we always had a number of people downstairs, upstairs, in and out, getting the food, getting their prizes, that we were probably at capacity throughout the whole time,
yeah,
except at the very end. Okay, so I have the Meet Our Staff brochure that we recently sent out with the newsletter that we mailed out to all of our donors. So I'm going to highlight a few of the staff and some of the guide sighting stories. But before I do that, because I know I'm going to get on a roll and I'll forget some things, but I want to point out that this Saturday, September 18th, so those of you that received our mailing, we were scheduling an open house, I guess we'd say part two, at Lincoln Square. We did the open house this past Saturday, a couple days ago, at the LUJ studios. And then this week, this Saturday, we were going to do an open house at Lincoln Square. Well, we're going to reschedule that for a future date, because we're in the midst of a major God sighting, and we think we'll have a new location for the Great News Media Center. And so hopefully by week's end, certainly by next week, I'll be able to announce that. We're waiting to sign on the dotted line and get everything in order. So we're going to reschedule that open house for a future date. But that allows me and some of the men that would have been at the open house to sing in Astoria, Illinois this Saturday, as it's the Astoria homecoming. And so the singing men of GNN at 2:30 this Saturday will be singing in Astoria. And in fact, my special guest tomorrow on Mark and Friends, Pastor Matthew Theiner from the Astoria Christian Church, he'll be my special guest, and we'll talk about this coming Saturday, the Astoria homecoming, and the singing men being there. But that'll allow us to be singing and declaring the wonders of God this Saturday. Everyone is welcome to come out to Astoria Homecoming. There'll be a parade. There'll be food vendors and other activities for children and adults. And the singing men of GNN will take the stage at 2:30. And I think they have two or three other musicians or artists singing. So it'll be festive. And that's this Saturday. So no open house at Lincoln Square this Saturday. But rescheduling of the open house at a new location, if in fact God pulls it all together in the next week or two, there'll be some God sightings to share, and I'm super, super, super excited about that. So to pull together this past Saturday's special open house meet and greet staff, dozens of volunteers were helping with rearranging the downstairs and the gift bags, the hundreds of gift bags that we filled up with different prizes and gifts and resources. And I'm looking at the Meet Our Staff guide that went out to everyone. And so there you are, and Beth, behind the scenes, your beloved wife, she was working on the video production, so people got to see the visuals of the staff and some of the things that have gone on, special gifts that was on a big screen. We had Joey Kroll there. He was recording people and encouraging them. We had sent people up to the upstairs studio to meet with him, and Aubrey was there greeting people. Some say, oh, I know her voice. She does the Bible verse of the week and so forth. And my wife, Holly, above and beyond the call of duty, she was out helping with people parking, with setup, with assembly, with decorating. And in fact, I'll tell you a fun story. One guy came in, she was greeting initially, and they asked, oh, are you one of the young interns? And she was like, oh. But she was so sweet and encouraging people and helping and working hard. You know, she was there early with me and then stayed late and, you know, all the tasks to pull something like this together. And then Butch, I'm looking at our Meet Our Staff flyer. And there's Butch, and he lived up to the, what do you call it, when you live up to the standard, lived up to the billing with his world-famous Italian beef. What do you think about the Italian? That was your first time having his Italian beef, right?
Yeah. Oh, it was great. In fact, I had some the day after, too, because we all got it, took some that was left over and put in a Ziploc and brought it home. So, no, it's great.
Yeah.
It's so good. Thanks to Butch for that.
He and his helpers in the kitchen there, we had Carolyn Eastvold and then her friend Sandy Sample. They were the kitchen help assisting, you know, here's the chips, here's the snacks, here's these things, the bottled water's over there. And they were cutting up the Hawaiian bread and filling it up with the Italian beef. Yeah, she and Sandy were super volunteers helping. We had Kate Freeman, our director of the Great News Media Theater Troupe, and so she was visiting with people talking about The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the production that we're finishing and will be putting over the air in the coming days. And, yeah, I was telling Paul, he's now called like the radio servant, but the all-purpose radio servant, from answering phones to all the various tasks that he does, data entry and sorting the mail to helping with setup. And he was taking, once in a while, I'd say, Paul, could you take this person upstairs and introduce him to Joey to do a radio spot? So he was a tour guide and assisting in a variety of ways. And with CJ,
Paul's there almost every morning with me. I can't imagine not having him there. He's such a huge help.
Oh, yeah, every day. Yeah, most people that will call the WLUJ studios will hear Paul's voice in the morning. And I think we might have recruited two new volunteers to help in the afternoon. We're still working through talking with them, as you always can utilize some help. And we're still trying to see if we can get you a few interns to help out there at the Springfield Studios. So we got to meet a lot of people, too many names to disclose all of them and the unique ways they shared how the radio ministry has touched them throughout the years. A couple different people, oh, yeah, we dedicated a day for a number of years, and we appreciate this. And so I got to talk to a lot of people. I was just like the social butterfly. I was upstairs, downstairs, this room, over here, coordinating things. And it was wonderful. Most of our radio board got to come out and meet the listeners and encourage and talk with them, share our vision, you know, to educate, edify, and evangelize in all we do, whether it's through our broadcasts or radio events or gatherings. And so many people were very encouraged to meet our board. So thanks to Daryl Kennedy, Jim Miller, Nancy Miller, Dr. Scott Klein, Huey Freeman, Peggy Meyer, and I also serve on the board, and we just reveled in meeting all the listeners as they conveyed or testified to how blessed they are by our broadcast and the ministry of music. And how many testimonies did you get to capture? Because I would bring in people once in a while, or, you know, coax them in. They're like, well, I've never been on the radio, or what do I say? Oh, don't worry. Here's Tim. He'll walk you through it.
Right. We were talking at the end, Joey Kroll and I were talking, and he said, yeah, I think he got like 12 or 13. I got 11.
Yeah.
So we'll hear clips of those. I guess some of them you could call a testimony of some personal testimony of listeners. And then also You'll hear what they like about WLUJ as well.
Yeah, so that was a delight meeting them. People brought their grandparents, and then there were some families that had children, and, you know, the Tootsie Pop Roll Bank, that's one of the gifts that are in the bags. I think people really appreciated and had fun with that. And we had some other super volunteers that showed up, like Denise Meyer and Cindy Wendell. They came from the greater Champaign, Urbana, Farmer City area and drove out. And then how about Pat Van Zandt? Surprise visit. That might be a familiar name to some old-time WLUJ Family of Station listeners, because it was Dick and Pat Van Zandt that 35 or so years ago really had the vision to bring Christian radio to Springfield and central Illinois. And for that matter, they started in Wisconsin. Pat was recounting some of the God-citing stories on how God worked through Dick. He, you know, had not had any radio engineering background, self-taught, studied at night, took the tests. Way back then, 20, 30 years ago, you had to be licensed to, you know, be an engineer and to work with radio equipment and so forth. And so he was self-taught, self-trained, passed the tests, and then God put it on his heart. Somewhere along the way, he became a Christian. And that's when he decided he thought serving in Christian radio would be an avenue that God would use him. And so he just felt like he wanted to start three Christian radio stations. So he had applications, I think, in Wisconsin, in central Illinois, and then in Florida. And people said, hey, Dick, just putting one station on the air is a huge undertaking. It's a financial risk, and it's very expensive and so forth. And so she got to share how God started in Wisconsin, then WLUJ in Springfield. Actually, initially it was outside of Springfield, but just some of that story. And she was like a surprise visit. God just orchestrated her being there, and she didn't want to tell anyone in case it didn't work out, because it was like a 7-hour drive from Wisconsin to Bloomington to meet up with her daughter. And then it so happened, I think a grandchild or somebody was swimming in Springfield at the same time, so she came over and visited. So I hadn't seen her in 25 years, so got to give her a good hug. And then one of the things that I got to share a lot is our hope, Tim, as we've been praying about it, that the WLUJ studio, it's at such a strategic location with like Madison, which is like the highway up above, and then the side streets, and then you have Walnut and the light there. So all that traffic, cross traffic of people driving by, but not really knowing much about the station or the ministry. And so we've talked about how can we have the WLUJ studio building be a destination, something where people will frequently come and visit. We've talked about having like a food truck or two food trucks out there, so they'll stop in, and especially the unchurched. Oh, come on into the station. Here's our program guide. Here's our Prime Life Times publication. You know, sit down here, and, you know, we have coffee, and, you know, tune us in sometime. And we keep thinking, how can we get people gathered for other events like a pastor luncheon or workshops or evening events or maybe some kind of concert, because we have that grassy area that's out there. Part of that we own along with the city. So I thought we could set up chairs and have staging. And so, listening friend, I share some of that because we want the WLUJ studios to be a destination, a place that God's going to work to equip the saints, but also woo to himself the unchurched, those that maybe aren't plugged into an area church or don't know the love of Jesus. And so we keep thinking this open house was like a stepping stone to start helping people think that this is maybe a place that we'll continue to have prayer gatherings and Bible teaching and other workshops. So it was just fun to see all the people and share some of that vision to educate, edify, and evangelize, and help them to see where their hard-earned money, their donations, what they're going towards. We're working hard, and we just want to follow the Lord's leading and proclaim and lift high the name of Jesus and never deviate from that. And so it was fun sharing that with so many people, and seeing you and Joey behind the microphones. People said, oh, I hear your voice, or where's Joey? I hear him in the morning. I want to meet with him. And It was just so great, and like we started out with that Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints. And it just seemed like the volunteers, the staff, the board, all those that were helping have a love for the Lord and demonstrated that. And as you know, Tim, we had a number of visitors that were unfamiliar with the radio station. They saw the open house signs and they were like, so what's going on here? What do you do? And so we got to share our ministry and the outreach we hope to have and touch people. And some were, can you add me to your mailing list? I want to know more about upcoming events. So, woohoo! What a great time.
We visited with a lot of people. In fact, I remember writing some people's names down, thinking, you know, I've talked to Kay Chambers, who listens to 93.5. She's one of those great listeners that will call and say, hey, I listened to Chris Fabry today, but, you know, 3 o'clock came and I wanted to tune in Dr. Dobson. We were having a little bit of a signal problem there, and it's so nice to have radio spotters out there that will help us, you know, understand whether the signal is still broadcasting in certain areas or not. And Kate Chambers has been a great blessing with all that. She was there on Saturday along with Cindy Elmore. Got to meet Pam Hughes. June Wood Agama, I think I'm saying her name right. She was there, and she has a ministry that we'll probably be hearing about. June and her husband, who is a doctor in the Springfield area, I think we're going to have them on the Mark and Friends program one of these days. Yeah. Also, Eric Jenkins from Springfield, Pastor Wilbur Day.
Oh, yeah. He was
of God.
I ran out after you mentioned him, and I saw him leave, and I ran out and talked to him, and he's really busy. I think their church is celebrating 100 years or 150 years, and I said, okay, come October, we'll get you in during Testimony Tuesday or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's great. And also Sister Vicki Jones, and she has a great testimony. Vicki is one of those people that she was sharing how she'll be out at like Kroger or County Market or somewhere, and she'll just strike up a conversation with somebody that maybe, you know, seems like they're kind of a loner and, you know, and just kind of get in their world. And a lot of times, you know, she'll end up just helping them out if they need help with their groceries or whatever. And she's just got one of those under the radar kind of ministries that probably people don't know about, except for the people that actually get touched by her being in their world. So that is really cool as well. And also, I want to say hi to Daniel Moore. He's a faithful listener and calls in quite a bit, and got to meet Daniel on Saturday as well.
Yeah, just so many wonderful visitors. And we're going to continue it because we have a number of the gift bags still available. So throughout this week, generally, say 9 to 5, it doesn't hurt to call first, but Tim or some of the staff will be there, and we want to give you a gift bag. And we have this great table, Tim, we didn't even mention that, that was laid out with ministry resources, with books, with CDs, with DVDs, and we just had a little sign, make a donation and pick out anything you want, and we raised just about $1,200. This was not a fundraiser by any means, we just had a little donation box. And said, if you want to donate, feel free to take a gift and donate any amount. It could be $1, $3, and we raised just under $1,200. Thank you, Lord, for providing that. And we had other people that helped with the costs of the food and everything, so it was a totally free event, all paid for. And I should mention, hey, Esther! I should mention, my daughter, before she goes to school, we had people fill out for a prize drawing. And so I have some names here, and so I was going to have my daughter, Esther, I'm at the home studio, I was going to have my daughter pull out names out of this bucket, and so I don't hear her. I don't know if she's out in the car already, but here, I'm going to pull out a quick name, and the first winner is, I'll pull out three names, Savia Silas. She's from New Berlin, Illinois, and she's going to get a David Jeremiah Revealing the Mysteries of Heaven. It's like 4 or 5 CDs or DVDs. It's in a real nice little pack. We'll send that off to her. She'll also get a Truth for Life Alistair Begg CD. Let's see. Let me get another one here really quick. 21 Days of Christmas. Hey, how many days till Christmas, Tim? Do you know? It's never too early to get a Christmas book. 21 Days of Christmas, Stories That Celebrate God's Greatest Gift, will go to Barb Obertine. Barb Obertine from Sherman, Illinois. So we'll get some nice gifts in the mail for her. Okay, here's another one. The Christmas Dance by Kay Horner. It's going to go to Cindy Wendell from Farmer's City. Yeah, she's a super volunteer. Mm. So, Cindy, you'll get that along with the Alistair Begg thing. And let's see. Let's go with four. Nice even number. Our last one. They're going to get 30 Life Principles Bible Study and Action Plan for Living the Principles of Each Day by Charles Stanley. Oh, and that's going to go to Pastor Wilbert L. Day from Springfield, Illinois. So that's the pastor I think talked about. So,
yeah, right.
All right. Well, listening friend, hopefully the recap will encourage you. We're desiring our WLUJ studios in Springfield to be accessible to the public, to hold different events and gatherings and Bible teachings and pastor luncheons and be that destination where you can come and get encouraged and be prayed over. And if you come out this week, typically between about 9 and 5 p.m., we have a gift table still set up where you can get your bag of goodies and you can look at some of the other ministry resources. You can say hi to Tim and certainly share a testimony. He can bring you into the studio. And we're just celebrating what God is doing, and we pray will continue to do in the days ahead. All glory to Him. And as we lift high the name of Jesus, we appreciate your prayers, your financial support. We're 100% listener supported, and it's because of your donations that we can proclaim Jesus 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And so, Tim, I'm excited to have you on staff these 3 months and how God's working in and through you and the team there. And it was so fun to share all of you with our radio listeners, and we hope to have more of these in the days ahead. And as mentioned, in a week or two, I might be able to announce a new date for an open house at a new location for our Great News Media Center. Stay tuned for that, because God is at work and we just want to follow His lead. So, hey, Tim, in our closing minute here, how about praying out our time in prayer, asking God to bless the various listeners as they're going to work, as they're struggling through uncertainties, wondering about their job or their family, just praising God for the good God that He is, but asking Him to bless those that were tuned in today.
Sure. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your goodness. It is so much more than we ever deserve. We deserve nothing, and You offer so much. Thank You for Your goodness. You are holy, and we're thankful that Your ways, as Your word says, are higher than our ways. And we just pray You would encourage everyone listening today as they're maybe heading off to work, or maybe they're wrapping up the day if they hear the rebroadcast in the evening. And we just pray that You would pour out Your power and Holy Spirit in their lives, that You would be glorified in their lives and in our lives as well. You would continue to lead Great News Media and the operation of WLUJ in Springfield and Great News Radio in the Champaign-Urbana area and over into Indiana. It would ultimately all bring glory to You. Mm. We pray this in the powerful name of Jesus, the name that's above all names. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Tim Nelson with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.